Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Accese suprememastertv.com/schedule.
हमारे कार्यक्रम पेश किए जाते कई भाषाओं में कृपया देखें suprememastertv.com/schedule.
我们的节目提供多种语言，请看 suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Rancangan kami menawarkan banyak bahasa. Sila kunjungi suprememastertv.com/katabanschedule.
برامجنا متوفرة بال العديد من اللغات يرجى زيارة suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Наши программы предлагают много языков. Пожалуйста, посмотрите suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Műsoraink sok nyelvet tartalmaznak. Kérjük tekintse meg itt suprememastertv.com/schedule.
If your wife or your parents practice with you, then of course they can also come up there. Huh? But if not, they will stay above the three world, okay? Meaning liberated, yeah, forever. Mm. Yeah. But maybe they don't go there immediately to the fourth or the fifth. They have to wait somewhere. But they will go there eventually. But they're not necessarily coming with you. Huh? Because maybe they don't have faith in me. I cannot force them.
Please continue watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis, also known as Vietnamese, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Salam ceria penonton-penonton yang baik budi. Nama saya Damir dari Kuala Lumpur di Malaysia yang progresif. Rakyat Malaysia yang damai ingin berkongsi dengan anda kasih sayang dan rasa syukur mereka atas ciptaan Tuhan. Malaysia memang sebuah negara indah yang dikurniai dengan pelbagai bukit dan gunung yang ditumbuhi hutan tebal, laut hijau zamrud yang mempunyai bentangan pantai yang panjang dan dipinggiri pokok palma, cahaya matahari keemasan serta lagun air tawar. Tarikan utamanya ialah kontrasnya yang besar. Dari pencakar langit yang tinggi, dapat dilihat rumah papan yang dibina di atas kaki bajang. Budaya majmuk, keajaiban alam semula jadi, bandaraya besar dan banyak pulau yang indah permai, semuanya sebahagian daripada syurga di bumi ini. Kepelbagaian budaya juga telah menjadikan negara ini tempat meraikan beratus-ratus perayaan yang beraneka ragam. Warisan multibudaya dan multibangsa Malaysia sangat jelas dipamerkan melalui bentuk muzik dan tariannya yang pelbagai. Kami berbesar hati untuk secara ringkas memperkenalkan keajaiban Malaysia kepada anda, penonton-penonton yang dihormati. rakyat kami mengucapkan semoga hidup anda penuh dengan keceriaan dan keharmonian. Selama lebih 3 dekad, Mahaguru Ching Hai telah menerangi dunia kita dengan ajaran sucinya. Sebagai seorang guru bermakrifat penuh, beliau mengajarkan kaedah meditasi Kuan Yin kepada mereka yang ingin dengan serta-merta menemui sifat Tuhan dalam diri mereka dan dalam masa satu hayat mendapat pembebasan abadi daripada kitaran lahir dan mati. Kaedah Kuan Yin telah diamalkan oleh semua guru bermakrifat seperti Buddha, Confucius, Guru Nanak, Nabi Isa, Lao Tzu, Krishna, Mahavira, Nabi Muhammad. Moga-moga Tuhan memberi kesejahteraan ke atasnya dan banyak lagi. Beliau menekankan bahawa jika kita sentiasa ingat akan Tuhan, berbakti kepada orang lain dan mematuhi hukum alam semesta, kita akan mencapai potensi tertinggi sebagai manusia dan benar-benar memahami tujuan kita di bumi. Mahaguru Ching Hai ialah suri teladan belas kasihan, sering memberikan bantuan kebendaan dan kewangan serta kasih sayang kepada pelarian, orang tak berumah, mangsa bencana alam dan orang lain yang memerlukan bantuan. Mahaguru Ching Hai amat bersyukur kepada Tuhan yang dikasihi atas segala bantuan kewangan, keselesaan dan sokongan kepada orang yang menderita dan susah dan atau sebarang tujuan baik selama ini sebagai wadah rendah diri untuk belas kasihan dan kasih sayangnya terhadap anak-anaknya yang berharga. Mahaguru Ching Hai menerima sokongan dan kasih sayang daripada pelbagai pertubuhan, media, kerajaan dan individu serta banyak anugerah daripada mereka seperti Hadiah Keamanan Gusi 2006 yang dianggap sebagai Hadiah Keamanan Nobel Timur, Anugerah Kepimpinan Spiritual Dunia pada tahun 1994, Anugerah Mahavir pada tahun 2008, 22 Februari dan 25 Oktober diisytiharkan sebagai Hari Mahaguru Ching Hai. Warga negara kehormat Amerika Syarikat dan sebagainya dan telah diberi penghormatan dalam tahun-tahun ini dengan banyak anugerah dan sanjungan lain atas kerja amal dan bantuan kemanusiaannya yang menonjol. Thank you. Kami meminta maaf kerana tidak dapat memaparkan banyak anugerah dan sanjungan lain disebabkan kekurangan ruang dan masa. Sebagai suara sejati kepada rakan haiwan kita yang menawan, Mahaguru Ching Hai mempromosikan diet berasaskan tumbuhan yang damai dan penyayang. Beliau menghasratkan dengan kesedaran manusia tentang kesucian semua hidupan, sebuah dunia vegan yang tenteram dan gemilang di mana haiwan dan orang hidup secara harmoni. Inisiatifnya untuk menyebarkan tren vegan adalah pelbagai, termasuk pengedaran risalah hidup alternatif, restoran vegan antarabangsa Loving Heart, syarikat produk makanan vegan, produk bulu vegan, Supreme Master Television, serta sering bercakap dengan ketua kerajaan dan media yang berpengaruh dan menyertai persidangan televisyen mengenai perubahan iklim dan sebagainya. Sama ada kita sedar akannya atau tidak, usahanya telah memberikan pengaruh yang besar kepada kesedaran global tentang gaya hidup mesra haiwan dan bagaimana cara berbelas kasihan ini boleh membawa keamanan yang berpanjangan dalam kalangan negara, sementara menyelamatkan planet kita daripada perubahan iklim dan bencana. Dalam tahun-tahun ini, Mahaguru Ching Hai telah pergi ke seluruh dunia, dari negara-negara Amerika ke Afrika, dari Eropa ke Oceania, dan memberikan beratus-ratus khutbah kepada orang ramai dan anak muridnya tentang pelbagai topik spiritual. Hari ini, kami berbesar hati untuk mempersembahkan salah satu daripada khutbah yang mendalam ini bertajuk Kitab Surangama, Keadaan Dirasuk Syaitan, Skanda Perasaan, Sambungan, Bahagian 4 daripada 7 dalam rancangan antara guru dengan anak murid, diberikan dalam bahasa Inggeris pada 27 hari bulan Disember 2018 di Taiwan, juga dikenali sebagai Formosa.
Any question? Yeah.
Earlier when you told me that on a level that my doubt was good, and I wanted to tell you that that's why my doubt is comforted, because I don't feel dogma. You know, I was a seeker for my whole life. I went through many different religions and through many different churches. And the thing that always pushed me away the most was not feeling like I could ask questions, not feeling like I could think for myself and wonder, and you know, and when you said that to me, and also it's not the first time you've said similar things in your books and your other lectures, and those are the things that drew me to you the most and made me feel the most comfortable. When the doubting mind speaks, it's that kind of answer that makes me feel like I really belong here as part of your family, and I just wanted to again express my appreciation for that.
Okay.
So thank you.
Good for you. Good for you. Yes. Your doubt is truly sincere, not like to provoke me or to put me down or degrade in me or anything. That's why I feel good about your doubt. Yeah. If somebody else have different doubts, you know, like trying to make himself look smart in front of me, and like put me down in front of other people and all that, which is no good for him, karma, bad, then I would scold him instead of welcoming like you. Doubts and doubts are different, okay? You are doubting whether or not I teach you the right thing or not, whether or not you follow the right person, because you sincerely want to really find a master, find a way to be liberated. That is different. Spiritual doubt is always welcome. It's very healthy. Not personal attack. That is different. Okay? Why are you crying again?
You inspire me and make me feel so right.
Yeah?
It's a good crying.
It's good, good. All right, good.
Thank you.
You can cry because you're touched, yeah?
Yeah, you touched. Feel, that's the word. Thank you.
You feel like You're correct. Yeah, it's good. That is a different doubt. And it's a different from slander or trying to look cool in front of others and like putting your master down, a personal attack. That's different. But this is pure spiritual doubt. It's your birthright. And you must doubt. You must doubt until you really completely prove it, that what you are doing, what the path you're following is correct for you, because you have only this chance. If you follow the wrong master, you must know it, then you have to quit. You still have a chance to go find another master. You must doubt. Your time is precious. Your life is yours. You can't afford to just coat hold to anybody and okay, do whatever he said. And it's your life. It's very important. It's your precious life, your valuable time. You must doubt until you resolve it, okay? If no doubt, then you can never understand you follow the true or not true, yeah? You must have doubt. You must have enough intelligence and wisdom to discern this. Otherwise, you can never put your whole heart into what you're following, I mean, the teaching. So it's just different from degrading or slandering, the ego stuff. Yeah, it's different. All right, good. I'm proud of you. Here, have an apple juice as a reward. Yeah. Yeah.
Master, if it's possible to you, change the rule of the Maya. Change
yes.
The rule of the Maya of in this world. Because many masters coming, save some souls, but I think they cannot change the rules of the Maya. If it's possible to you, Master, change those
the
rules?
I don't know.
I think so. Because
I have not tried. I don't know yet. I'm just fighting. I don't know if it can change. But at least we have something good. We have peace, many peace nowadays. It's just newly peace in Yemen, yeah? Yeah. We have peace, one peace after another. These days I'm happy, yeah? Okay? And you are vegans, yeah, at least how many lives suffering saved, okay? At least that. And furthermore, I cannot promise. I also don't know if I'm big shot or anything. I try. I'm just angry with Maya, and I argue with him all the time. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think he can beat me in arguments, because I'm right. Yeah.
We know, Master.
I'm not like arrogant or anything. What I mean is, what I say is logical. How can anybody put somebody in hell to suffer relentlessly just because he mistaken that he's a Buddha? He didn't do anything on purpose, yeah? It's just a Maya influence him. And he has never had such a blissful state before in his life or any other life, yeah? Somehow he's lucky enough to reach there. So if he mistakenly thinking he's a Buddha or he has reached God, is it no sin, is there? No. Unless he misleads somebody else doing something bad, like advocating for lust or steal or greed, then it's no good, of course. But the other state before that, they do nothing wrong, for example, then still go to hell. This is nonsense. This is a blind revenge. It's nothing good. So I don't know if I can change, complete the rules, yeah? Because maybe I don't have enough support from humans, yeah? If people believe what I'm saying, then I have more support. But not all of them do. Some of them even not just reject, but slander and making more trouble for me. And the Maya say, you see? See? Nobody have respect for your view. Just like Buddha say, I can live forever. Ananda say nothing. His foremost closest associate disciple, every day with him. And many lifetime also, not just this lifetime. The Buddha always with Ananda. Even when he was animals, or just a normal merchant or something, Ananda always nearby, do something with him. Yeah. Even one time, Ananda was a king, and the Buddha was an elephant, and then that elephant also will come to Ananda for example. They're always together. Even then, he had not awakened enough to say, Buddha, then please stay. Yeah. And then the Maya comes, see, nobody wants you. Even your foremost disciple, he did not express his desire to want you to be here. Maybe because he doesn't want to continue to be your attendant and serving you forever. Maya, talk anything. Maya can lie even. Oh, I scold him endlessly. You have no idea. I scold him a lot. I say, you liar. Yeah, he tried to make trouble. Tell me lies, a lot of lies. And sometimes using the name of some heavenly being to tell me stuff. But I know. I scold him a lot all the time. I say, this is really petty. This is below even Maya's dignity. And don't do this again. You know, in my eyes, you are just worse than dust because you tell lies. Yeah. Yeah, there's no end to this Maya stuff. Yeah. I don't know why he had to resort to lying to me. Yeah. Okay. Any more questions? Okay. Tell me.
La maestra dijo que necesitaba soporte para que quizás pueda cambiar las reglas del maya. Entonces quiero preguntar a la maestra si quizás no tenga tanto soporte, pero con algunas almas sinceras es suficiente como para que la maestra pueda cambiar las reglas del maya por el bien de las futuras generaciones.
He's asking if you don't have enough support of the humans to change the rules of the Maya, mm-hmm. but if you have enough
a few sincere supporters
to support you.
Do I have?
Yes, Master.
Look, Master.
Yes, Master.
If it's enough, si suficientes.
Oh, gracias.
No sab. I'm not sure.
Okay.
No, seguro.
No, sir.
Oh, okay. Thank you. You're welcome. Of course I want that, yeah? But I'm not sure how is it going to be, okay? All right, come here, brother.
From your teaching before, yes. I've learned from you that, like I said, I've read the Bible many times, but I didn't fully
grasp it, yeah.
Digest the meaning of it. Mm. But when I listen to you explain the sutras and some of the things that you've said about the Bible, earlier I did not get the connection. Mm. But now I can get the connections from all of the things that you said. And
good.
The relationship like you and Christ Jesus.
Mm.
And people don't see the real connection.
No,
that like you have. Yes, I do.
Oh.
For example, Jesus said that I'm going to prepare a place for you. He said that to his disciples. In my Father's house, there are many abodes.
Oh, yes.
And so when you tell us that you're taking us to up above the fifth level, it's the same thing. You are preparing.
Oh, I forgot he said that also, didn't he? Yes, yes.
It's the same thing. You're preparing
that,
a place for us.
Oh, yes, he did.
And he said, where I will be, you will be with me always.
Oh, yes, he did, right?
Yeah. And the same thing.
You remember everything. I don't remember all this.
Oh, yeah. And we know that we will always be with you.
I remember now that I know that. It's just that it didn't occur to me. Just now when you told me, I remember I read those.
And the same way you are fighting with Maya for us. Christ said the same thing. He told his disciples that he prayed for them.
Mm.
He interceded with them because they were weak.
Yes.
And so he had to protect them. That they wanted to take them and sift them as with wheat.
Yes.
But he spared them, leave them alone, or give them some break, or give them some leeway.
Mm.
And so you're the same way with what you're saying to us now. That you don't like what's going on in this level of heaven, where you have to reap what you sow, because it's too tough.
Yeah.
Christ said the same thing.
Yeah.
That it's impossible for us.
Impossible. The
he
way
said
I
it's
see.
Impossible. Yes. But God, with God,
yes.
All things are possible.
It's right. That's right. If no God, we just don't. If not God grace, we are doomed forever.
And I've seen the way that Christ got angry at all of the things that were going on when he went in the temple, and he was very angry.
Yeah.
And so I look at the comparison. Like, for example, Christ said he sent a comforter.
Yeah.
And so you're the comforter.
Oh, you're sure.
You are taking us up, and you are helping us to get in place.
I would like to, of course.
I see all of the things, and it's just become amazing to me. And we are so happy that you are fighting for us.
I'm happy too. Thank you. He makes it also more clear, right? Yeah. I did not remember all that. Now that you tell me, I was also very hot-tempered when I was younger. I was just a newly nun, you know, not nobody yet, okay? I went to a temple because there was a nun who lives there. One of your sisters have a mother who became a nun and stay at home there. And next to her home, there's a real temple. And then one of the nun is the abbess of that temple. Well, that is no concern with her, yeah. So I went there to see them, huh? Just because your sister, your spiritual sister took me there, yeah, just to stay for a few days. I had no home then. There. And then in the morning, I went out, I saw some men, you know? He's all with short. No dressing. He went in front of the Buddha, like the Buddha statue is here, yeah? He stand right in front of the Buddha, not inside the altar place, but outside in the balcony, in front of Buddha, and he do this kind of, indecent kind of exercise. He just exercise, of course. It's none of my business, but I was very angry. I go and scold him. I say, you get out. You cannot do this in front of the Buddha. You bad man, bad. You have to respect the Buddha. You can do this, you know, like those grinding and whining, this kind of. And then in a short, you know, I say, you come to the Buddha temple, you must wear clothes. You cannot do this. I scold him so loud. And he say, is it your temple? I say, I don't care whose temple. It's the Buddha's temple. And I used a stick. I had a stick to walk at that time. I say, you go before I beat you up. What kind of nun, you know? Not even 1.50 meters. Got a stick and the man is big because he exercise, you know, he's big and muscle. I say, you get out now before I beat you up. And I chase him out of there. Don't come back again, huh? Very bad temper. Oh. But I feel this is very disrespectful of him. There's so many places you can exercise, huh? You don't go in front of the Buddha altar, huh? And then just this and that, with just a little short on you or nothing else. No. <Then, yeah. laughs> Bad temper must. And he was scared of me, believe it or not. I'm small, but I was angry. And he can feel it. He can feel my energy. So he go away fast. Yeah. I think if one of your sisters here, she will tell you, is it true? You know? And maybe some other thing I forgot. Mm. Some other thing. Okay. It was a real temple, small temple, but there are Buddhas, many Buddhas in there. And he stand right in front of the main entrance to the altar and just wiggle himself like that. Yeah.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
因为我正在准备开一个vegan的餐厅, 然后就是最近有很多压力,然后怕开不好什么的, 然后希望就是师父可以给我一些鼓励。
你自己做好的就会自己会有鼓励的力量，OK？ 做好事就不用夸，也不用要求了，无条件啊。Next one.
Yeah. Hello, Master. my question is related to
tell me.
What Fred was talking about with the abode that you created, this place that you created above the fifth level.
Oh, above fifth level.
Yeah, and the question is, are the generations that are also liberated, are they going to be able to go to this place?
Yeah, if you sincerely practice.
Okay.
And then you can go higher. If not, then you still stay within the fifth level and then go slow later.
Mm. And our relatives, our generations, our previous generations, are they?
Other generation?
Yeah.
No, the generation, I think they just stay in the fifth level. That's good enough already. Liberated, but not always have to go all the way with you. Mm?
Okay, thank you, Master.
There are different price to pay. Okay. You practice very hard, okay? And you earn it, yeah? And you direct descendant, I mean, disciple, direct bloodline. They are the byproduct of your merit, okay? So if they stay in the five world and liberate it, it's okay already, yeah? When you go up to the fifth level even, or even to my place, yeah? You will not think anymore about relatives and friends. You're completely free from any emotion. If they are there, okay. If they're not there, we are all relatives and friends. Okay? Over there, we will not think individual relationship anymore. We are different. We are saints. We are Buddha. Do you think the Buddha think of his wife when he in Nirvana? No. Okay? You feel different, you behave different. It's just natural that you are free from any attachment of anything. Yeah? If your wife or your parents practice with you, then of course they can also come up there. Huh? But if not, they will stay above the three world. Okay? Meaning liberated. Yeah. Forever. Mm. Yeah. But maybe they don't go there immediately to the fourth or the fifth. They have to wait somewhere. But they will go there eventually. But they're not necessarily coming with you, huh? Because maybe they don't have faith in me. I cannot force them. Hmm?
Thank you, Master.
Because of your merit and because of Master's grace, of course, they will be helped, yeah? But I cannot force them to say, oh, you got to believe in me so I can take you to my land, huh? Yeah? Uninvited guest has to be willing and lie to come to the host house. If they don't lie, then you cannot force the guests to come, even if you like to. Hmm? But you can help because they are your friends' relatives. Then, of course, maybe you let them come nearby or something. Yeah? Yeah. Hey?
Penonton-penonton yang dihargai, terima kasih kerana bersama kami untuk episod hari ini yang berjudul Kitab Surangama, Keadaan Dirasuk Syaitan, Skanda Perasaan, Sambungan, bahagian 4 daripada 7 dalam rancangan antara guru dengan anak murid. Seterusnya ialah pilihan daripada permata spiritual Warka Babasawan Singh Ji, bahagian 2 daripada 2, dalam rancangan kata-kata hikmah sejurus selepas berita wajar diberi perhatian. Teruslah bersama Supreme Master Television untuk lebih banyak rancangan positif. Semoga Tuhan membimbing hidup anda dengan kemuliaan, kebijaksanaan dan kasih sayang. Cherished viewers, thank you for joining us for today's program entitled The Surangama Sutra, The Demonic States of the Feeling Skandhas, continued part 4 of 7 on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is a selection from Spiritual Gems, Babasawan Singh Ji's letters, part 2 of 2 on Words of Wisdom, right after noteworthy news. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May providence guide your lives in nobility, wisdom, and love.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.